刚刚被告知说，我们这一节是到四点半。
Our scheduled time for this session is until 4:30.
啊，说 Esther， 愿主与你同在。
So may God be with you, Esther. 。In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, I testify.
奉主耶稣圣名做见证。
I thank God for this opportunity to share God's grace.
感谢神赐给我机会来分享神的恩典。
I think God's grace is, as Preacher Ye said, in our lives, every single day, every single moment.
这神的恩典就像是叶传道所说的是随时随刻在我们生命的每一天与我们同在。
And so to share God's blessings and grace is actually my duty.
所以因此要来与大家分享神的恩典与慈爱是我的责任。
And just now you probably saw the name, it was at Esther Lee, and then it changed to Esther Chen, and then Pastor Ye called me Sister Lee, and she changed Sister Chen, so I'll just explain a little bit.
然后正如同大家在就传道者跟在投影片上对关于我的姓的一个改变，我也给大家一个解释。
So I was actually living here 11 years ago, and I was Esther Lee back then. I was a carefree single person just coming to church by myself, having a good time.
11年前我也曾经住在南加州，在尔湾教会聚会，那时候我叫 Esther Lee.
And now 11 years later, I'm back. I'm Esther Chen now. Nice to meet everybody. And I am a busy mom of four and a wife.
11年后我再次搬回尔湾，这时候我变成 Esther Chen， 因为我现在已经是一个四个孩子的妈妈。
So that's why there's the confusion.
所以大家对我的姓氏上面有些混淆。
So a little background, I was baptized basically since I was born and been in the church since then.
然后我的信仰的背景是我从小就在婴孩的时候我就受洗归主，从小在教会里长大。
And we moved to Irvine Church at the end of December last year.
我们在去年十二月底搬到尔湾地区。
And before that, we were actually in Sacramento Church for about 9 years.
然后在之前，我们在撒迦缅度教会聚会了9年。
And then before that, I was in Houston.
在那之前呢，我们是居住在休斯顿。
So today I'd just like to share my experiences in faith as in three areas, as a daughter, as a wife, and as a mom.
今天我想以三种不同身份来见证，就是一个女的角度，一个母亲的角度，还有一个妻子的角度来看待神给我的恩典。
So as a daughter, I was very blessed to be born into loving Christian parents.
身为一个女儿，我非常荣幸能够拥有一对非常爱护我的父母。
And my parents, they emphasize faith and church more than anything else.
然后我的父母是敬畏神的人，他们相当强调要重视我们的信仰，高过一切。
And so even in high school or college, when I was really busy with schoolwork and as long as there was service or anything, my mom would just say, "Hey, don't worry about your homework. Go to church. It's more important."
即便是我在高中和大学课业相当繁忙的时候，我的母亲都会要求我将课业放下来专心参加教会的聚会活动。
And time after time, my grades never suffered because I was going to church.
但是我的课业却未曾因为我参加聚会而受到影响。
One time, I didn't even have time to finish my computer programming, and then God caused the entire computer lab to crash, and so the extension, everybody got an extension because I didn't finish my work because I went to spiritual convocation.
在一次联会的时候，那时候我无法完成一个电脑程式课程的作业，然后神居然就让我们学校的电脑实验室的电脑全部宕机，所以我们的那个功课得以延缓再交。
And so my encouragement to all the students is that you know, never give up.Church, just because you have too much work, schoolwork.
所以我想对在座的学生一个勉励，就是不要因为我们的功课繁忙就放弃了聚会。
So my parents also raised me to be very independent.
然后的父母也教导养育我成为一个独立的人。
And so when my dad died when I was 18,
所以当我父亲在我18岁那年过世。
My My life was shaken, but thankfully my faith wasn't shaken.
虽然我父亲的离世对我生活上面有很大的冲击，但是我的信仰还是站立得稳。
We could see time and again how God took care of my mom, my sister, my brother, and I.
在父亲离世之后，我们再次看到神如何照顾我的母亲、我的姐姐和我弟弟以及我。
And that was almost like 19 years ago already now.
那几乎是19年前的事情。
But then 6 years ago, my mom died of colon cancer.
但是在六年前，我的母亲却因大肠癌过世。
And this time, my faith was shaken.
但是妈妈的离世对我的信仰造成相当大的冲击。
And my mom was a woman of faith, and so she, you know, she knew that this was her time, and she felt that you know, going to heaven was actually a better place.
我的母亲是一个有信心的姐妹，她知道说她，生命。终了的时间到了，他即将要去天国，卸下世上的劳苦。
And you know, when she was there, I completely understood that, and I agreed with that as well.
当然，妈妈在世的时候，对妈妈的信心，我能够认同，也能够予以鼓励。
But once she passed away, I think for the first time in my life, I felt like I didn't belong to anybody.
但是当妈妈过世之后，我突然觉得，第一次觉得说我不属于任何一个人。
Like I said, you know, I've been very independent my whole life, and so I was really surprised that I felt this way.
即便说我的母亲、父母将我养育成一个独立的人，但是妈妈离世之后，却突然发生那种非常感伤的想法，也让我非常的惊讶。
I was already married. I had 2 kids at that time. But you know, that's like a equal relationship with my husband, and I couldn't belong to him. I just belong to somebody bigger, right? I need to belong to somebody bigger than me.
虽然那时候我已经结婚，也有两个孩子，但是在夫妻当中与丈夫的关系是对等的。我觉得我是属于一个比我更大的人。
And so, you know, I think when I lost one parent, it changed me. But when I lost both parents, it made me question who I really was.
然后对我而言，当我失去父亲的时候，他父亲的离世对我有相当大的影响。但是当我失去双亲的时候，却对我自己的认知，对我自己的身份产生很大的混淆。
And I wondered, you know, how come people have 2 healthy parents? Why couldn't God just take one of theirs and one of mine, you know, to make it fair?
然后有时候我就想说，为什么许多人都有健康的双亲，为什么不将娶他们的一个？一个娶他们的父母中的一位，然后留我的妈妈给我呢？
But I thank God that he answered my question.
但是神回应了我的问题。
So you know, I prayed about this for a while, and then one day when I was praying, the answer came to me to God. It was you know, I didn't hear anything, but it was just something in my heart, and it was very simple.
然后有一次神在祷告当中以很简单的答案来回应我的问题。
And the answer was, I am your father, you are my child.
神简单地说，我是你的父亲，你是我的孩子。
And I've been hearing this my whole life. Like, ever since, you know, we're kids, we say our heavenly father, you know, we're God's children. But I never understood it until that time.
虽然从小在教会里面，我都学习到我们有神是我们天上的父，我们是主耶稣的小孩，但是我却未曾将神是我父亲的这个关系清楚的明白，直到这一刻，我才突然发现神，他真的就是我的父亲。
And so before, like at that time, I would be jealous when I saw somebody talking, you know, sitting there talking with their mom, or I would be jealous when I saw like a grandma taking care of a baby, and because I just felt like it wasn't fair.
所以在那之前，每当我看到有人能够跟他的母亲讲话，或者是有祖母照顾着年轻的孙儿，我心里面就非常的嫉妒，因为我的母亲不在了。
Ever since then, after God comforted me and told me that, you know, I am His child, I've never been jealous again about that.
但是自从神在祷告当中向我回应说他就是我的父亲，我是他的孩子之后呢，我不会再为眼前的景象而感到嫉妒。
Because you know, having God be our Father is the most wonderful feeling.
因为能够有神成为我们的父亲是人生当中最美好的体验。
And it's not just something abstract to say, "Oh, my heavenly Father," but He really is our Father, who is there for us and who who we can be a child to.
因为我的神不再是一个抽象空洞的天上的父，他而是真真实实生活在我的生活里面照顾我，是我所连属的父亲。
Because as a mom, a lot of times I'm just busy taking care of my kids, but I want somebody to take care of me.
虽然身为母亲，我忙于照顾自己的孩子，但是在我内心深处，我也希望能够有一位长辈来照顾我。
So that is my experience as a daughter.
所以这就是我身为女儿的一个心情上的见证。
And then as a wife, what I like to testify about is how God provided a job for my husband.
身为一个妻子，我想要见证神如何为我的丈夫预备工作。
But even more than just providing a job, which is just something in this physical world.
但是神所提供的并不单只是属世上面的一份工作。
But rather just the peace that comes with it even before the job came.
神所赐予的是我先生得着工作之前的那份平静安稳的心。
Noah, my youngest son, he was born in October 2013.
我的小儿子在2013年的8月出生。我儿子在2013年的10月出生。
And my husband and I talked about it. We always wanted to be a stay-at-home parent.
然后我的丈夫和我都希望能够待在家里面养育我们的孩子。
But we live in California, so we both work.
但是我们住在加州，我们都必须要工作。
And I've been blessed with a job that allows me to work from home the whole 8 years that I've been having kids.
然后非常感谢神，在过去八年以来，我能够在家工作。
And so we decided, okay, my husband can quit his job.
所以我们就想说，我的先生可以辞去他的工作。
And to take care of the kids full time.
所以他可以专心的照顾我们的孩子。
And we actually saved up some money so that we cut our income in half, and we saved up some money so that we could do this.
然后那时候在此之前，我们也存了一笔存款。虽然说我们少了一份薪水，但是那份存款也能够支持我们的生活。
And so we decided that he would stay at home for about a year.
然后当时候的计划是，我的丈夫将在家里面待一年，花一年的时间照顾孩子。
And so after getting to about the summertime, we started thinking, okay, well, it's been about 6 months, and it's been really wonderful, but our savings are going down, and it takes time to look for a job, so maybe we should start looking.
然后半年之后，在家我们就开始思考说，因为我们的存款开。也用了许多，然后就开始思考说，虽然还有半年的时间，但是也或许先生应该开始来找他的下一份工作。
And so he worked at a university before, and so during the summer, that's when most of the jobs open up too.
然后因为我的丈夫过去在大学里面服务，所以他想说在暑期到大学找工作是一个很好的时机。
And so he actually got quite a few interviews and a lot of second and even third round interviews.
然后在工作的应试当中，他曾经也有将近第二回，第二或第三回的那面试工作。
But then afterward he would hear nothing at all, just nothing.
但是在面试之后呢，他却没有收到任何的信息。
And so after a while, it just kind of got discouraging, because just job after job that he didn't get.
所以在寻找工作的过程当中，也让人感到相当的沮丧。
And so, and that's when we became more stressed out and kind of just not as much peace in our family because it was always like, okay, this is getting into August, September, and we need to find a job soon.
然后因为丈夫在找工作的事情上面的不顺，让我们开始感到像心情上面有许多的压力，过去的那份也失去了以往的平安和喜乐。到了八九月份的时候，已经可说是家里面相当的紧张。
And of course we were praying for a job.
当然我们也为了丈夫的工作来祷告。
And but I think that the turning point was when we started praying for something else.
然后在祷告的一个转折点就是我们开始为其他的事祷告。
Because I think when we were just praying for a job, I think it was that God wanted us to pursue something beyond just the physical job that we would get.
因为当我们刚开始为丈夫的工作祷告的时候，我们明白其实神所要的祷告是求工作以外的祷告。
And so after that prayer, I felt so different and so peaceful.
然后在那次祷告之后，我的心里感到相当的平静。
And then I realized God wants us to pray for Like the physical blessings in this world is one thing, but that's really kind of like, you know, it's extra, right? Really, what God really wants us to pray for has nothing to do with this world stuff. It's rather, you know, peace and spiritual cultivation and praying to Him, for Him, you know, thanking Him instead of asking for something of this world.
然后在祷告当中，我体会到神所要的祷告不是只是要求物质上面的一个丰裕，他所要的祷告是我们一个追求神、寻求神里面那份平安、喜乐、那满足的感恩的祷告。
And so we really changed our tune after that to a different type of prayer.
所以从那一次之后，我和我的先生在祷告上就以不同的心境来向神祈求。
And so, you know, he still wasn't getting any jobs, but we were, you know, peaceful and we were happy and we were still thankful.
虽然他还依旧没有找到任何的工作，但是我们的心情是平静安稳的。
And so in October, he told me he wants to go to NATS, the National Adult Theological Seminar.
所以在十月的时候，我的先生对我说，他想要参加成人神训班。
And I said, okay, sure, yeah, I'll take the week off, I'll take care of the kids, and you go and have a good time.
我就跟我的先生说，好啊，你就，我会请假一个星期，在家照顾孩子，你就安心去参加神训班。
But then a week later, he says, I changed my mind, I don't want to go.
但是在他，就一个星期之后，他改变心意，他说他不想要去了。
I was like, why? What happened?
我问他说，为什么？你为什么不去了呢？
And he says, you know, I don't want to leave you at home with four kids for an entire week, and then I shouldn't take a week off from looking for a job.
然后我先生说 我舍不得你一个人在家单独照顾四个孩子，而且我应该花一个星期的时间去找工作才是。
And because I'm so independent, I said, of course I can handle four kids, no problem, right? But then I also, and so I was like, you need to go. That's, and you know, we kind of got in a fight, and I was like, you should go, you have to go. And then I said, fine, I'm going to sleep.
然后对于一个独立的我而言，要照顾四个孩子其实是没有问题的，但是我还是很坚持，我的先生说你一定要去参加成人神训班。然后我们为了这件事情，发生了争执。
And so the next morning was a Sabbath, and we went to church, and I didn't talk to him driving to church, and I was just like, I'll just be angry about it, right?
在争执的隔天是安息日，我们去教会的路上，我都不跟他说话，因为我还气他不参加成人神训班。
And what he didn't tell me was he actually bought the ticket to attend that morning, and because I didn't talk to him, he didn't talk to me.
但是我先生却没有告诉我，其实在安息日的早上他已经买了机票要去参加神训班了，因为我不跟他说话，所以他也没有把这个消息跟我讲。
And so during the day I prayed and I realized I shouldn't be mad at my husband for something like that, right? That's kind of almost completely opposite of what we should be doing. I should have more love and everything. So I prayed for forgiveness from God.
就当我还在跟先生生闷气的时候，我在祷告里面跟神祷告，求神原谅我，因为为了生活，为了这些事情向丈夫发脾气是不荣耀神的，所以求神原谅我的怒气，然后求神继续带领。
And then that day at church, he mentioned to somebody else that he was going to go to NATS, and that brother who was retired, he was like, oh, yeah, no problem, I'll go to your house and cook every day, I'll go to help take care of the kids with your wife.
然后就在那个安息日，我的先生跟教会的弟兄分享说他即将要参加成人神训班的消息，然后那位退休的弟兄很高兴很乐意就说，没有问题，你去参加神训班期间我可以到你家帮忙煮饭照顾孩子。
And so, and he's a professional cook, so you know, he can cook good food.
然后那位弟兄是专业的厨师，我相信他煮的食物也是相当的好吃。
And so when we came home, he told me he's going to NATS and he found somebody to help me take care of the kids, and so everything is fine.
然后所以当我们从安息日回家之后，他就跟我说他会参加成人神训班，并且教会有弟兄会过来帮忙。
And I really thank God that he arranged everything so that my husband was able to attend.
所以我非常感谢神，神为我们的家庭做出最好的安排，所以让我的先生能够安心的参加成人神训班。
Because what I always told him was, when you have a job, you can't go to NATS. When you can go to NATS, then something else happens and you can't go because of something else.
然后我跟他说，当你工作的话，你就没有办法参加成人神训班。如果你没参加成人神训班的话，或许还会有其他事情一直阻挡你。
And so he somehow in my heart, I also knew that if he went, like if he took that step of faith to go to NATS, God was going to give him a job. Like I knew in my heart that he would get a job.
在我的心里面，我深信，如果他愿意凭着信心去参加成人神训班，神会赐给他一个工作。
And I prayed to God, and I said, God, you know, we're taking this step of faith, and I know that you will bless us regardless of when, but you know, but let us experience this.
然后，所以我就对神说：“主啊，我们已经在信心上跨出信心的这一步，希望你能够成全我们。虽然我们不知道我的丈夫什么时候会得着工作，但是求你让我们能够体验你为我们预备丰盛的预备。”
And so once he flew, it was in Baldwin Park, and he flew over there, and he called me, and I could even just hear in his voice he was so happy to be there. He's like, "Hey, how's it going? Everything's good. Okay, I'll talk to you later." And it was just very different and just very light, and he was just so happy to be there.
然后，所以当我先生搭飞机到伯恩教会参加成人神训班之后，他打电话给我，他的声音相当的喜乐，然后没有听不出过去的那种沉闷。
And So NATS, I think, officially started on Monday.
然后成人神训班是在星期一开始的。
And then on Monday, he calls me and he's like, "Oh, somebody just called me for an interview."
然后就在星期一的时候，我先生打电话跟我说，有人要跟他联络，请他去应征工作。
And he said it was actually in Irvine.
然后那份工作机会在尔湾。
And he says they want to do a face-to-face interview the Monday after NATS.
然后他们希望他在成人神训班结束后的星期一有一个面对面的访谈。
And so he was like, "Should I stay? Should I just tell them I want to do it online? Or, you know, what should we do about this?"
然后先生跟我商量说，我是否应该留下来参加这个面试呢？或者是直接跟他们申请说用网络视讯的面试就好了。
And so a couple phone calls back and forth trying to discuss logistics, and I was like, "You know what? I think this is the devil working, because you're not concentrating at NATS, you're worrying about your interview." And so I said, "Let's just make a decision and let's just decide, you know?"
然后我的先生为了这件事情跟我电话沟通了好几次，最后我跟他说，我觉得魔鬼可能是透过这应试的这件事情来妨碍你专心聚会的心，所以我们应该赶快做决定，不要让你的心思一直在缠绕在世界上的事。
And so I said, I'll send you your suit, I'll send you your shoes, I'll send you everything, and then we can decide later. And so I actually met Sister Ye, Preacher Ye's wife, at the airport, who was going to NATS on Tuesday. I drove over there with his shoes and suit, everything packed up, and I sent it with her.
然后刚好叶传道的叶传道娘，她星期二要到伯恩教会参加成人神训班，所以我就跟我的先生说，我会托叶传道娘将你的西装鞋子所需要的物品，通通都由叶传道娘带到南加州给你。然后至于说之后的决定，以后再说。
Yes, I just kept saying, you know, we just need to put this aside. It's so precious to be at a theological seminar that even missing one day is really bad. So let's just, you know, get our hearts back in the right place.
我跟先生说，参加神训班是一个非常难得的机会，所以我不希望你的心思就这一整天的心思就浪费在担心应征工作的事情上，赶快将你的心思放回神身上，专心聚会。
And he completely agreed, and he was like, "Okay, let's just, you know, not even worry about it."
然后，所以他同意了我的建议，然后，所以他就将工作的事放在一边，专心聚会。
And so later that week, he said, "You know, I decided just to come home on Sunday like I was going to, and I'll just do the interview by on Skype."
然后后来之后，我先生就说，我会照原本预定星期天回家的时间回家，我就跟UCI 这部分用网络面试就好了。
He said it's only a 30-minute interview. If they really like me, they'll invite me to come back down again, and I can go in person at that time.
他说，如果说这个面试将有三十分钟的时间，如果我在面试期间他们觉得我是个不错的人，那之后我再找个时间到南加州去做面对面的面试就好了。
He came home from NATS on Sunday, and then Monday morning at 10 o'clock, he had his interview.
所以他星期天晚上回到家里，然后星期一早上十点开始网路的面谈。
And then most jobs require 1, 2, maybe even 3 interviews.
然后大部分的工作都需要二到三次的面试。
And then at Tuesday at 5 o'clock, he got a phone call.
然后在星期二的下午五点，他接到一通电话。
And he says, and they wanted to give him the job.
然后那通电话说他被录取了。
And at that moment, for both of us, it was just such a, this incredible, just the fact that the way that God works is just so amazing.
然后对我们两个人来讲，我先生得着工作的过程是让人感到非常意外的。
That sometimes God is funny almost, right? Like he just wants to see, hey, what are you going to give me? I'm going to give you something in return.
因为我们的神是非常幽默的神，有的时候他看我们今天要献给神什么，那么神会以更大的礼物来回报我们。
Yeah, and it's like we gave him just a little step, and then he's like, boom, you know, big old present for you.
虽然我们只是向神献出信心的一小步，但是神却为我们的人生开拓了一大步。
And so, and then that's why we're in Irvine today.
这也就是今天我会在尔湾教会聚会的原因。
And so, you know, what we learned from this experience was that really God is just he's waiting to pour blessings upon us.
然后从我丈夫的经验里面，我明白其实神一直等待着给予我们福气的机会。
But he doesn't want us to ask for those blessings. He wants us to ask for things that are even better than that, right? Like the things in the spiritual realm.
但是神所要我们求的不是物质上面的丰裕，而是灵性生属灵生活上面的满足。
And so when we are able to pursue all these other things, this more spiritual realm, then all these physical blessings are just, they're just kind of like, you know, it's like, it's not the real present. It's just kind of like the side present that you get.
所以当我们在祷告当中祈求神灵里面的富的充裕那份福气的同时，神会将生活上面我们所需要的加给我们，这些不是神的神所要真正给我们的福气，那只是一个顺带要给我们的一个礼物。
And so third, as I like to share a testimony about me as a mother.
第三，我想要见证就是身为一个母亲，神所给我们的恩典。
And I'm again very independent. I do a lot of things by myself.
就诚如我刚刚所说的，我是一个相当独立的女性，我许多事情都是自己扛着做。
I know that in order to raise God-fearing children in this generation, that is completely something that we have to rely on God on.
然后，但是我明白，在这个世代里面，要教养出敬畏神的儿女，是必须要依靠神才能够办到的。
But yet, even on the other things that's not, you know, tied to God-fearing, God also wants to help us.
然后，即便除了说要培养敬畏神的儿女之外，神也希望在其他的生活上面来帮助我们。
Last April, it was during the Sacramento Spiritual Convocation. It was almost exactly a year ago. My younger daughter Natalie was really sick.
在去年四月。差不多同今年一年前的这个时候呢，在 Sacramento 的灵恩会的期间，我的小女儿 Natalie 她生病，病得很严重。
I don't really take my kids to doctors anyway, so I just brought her to church. And so Friday night she fell asleep at church. Saturday she took two naps. Sunday, you know, she just kept trying to fall asleep, and she was just not feeling well.
我通常不会，通常孩子我不太带他们去看医生。但是那星期五晚，星期五我女儿她睡了一天，星期六她也睡了两，白天睡了两次。然后到了礼拜天，她还体力非常的差，看起来就不像原本活泼的孩子。
And then she also had a fever too.
然后我的女儿她也发烧。
And so the whole church was praying for us. And then after the spiritual convocation on Monday, she was still not better.
然后在灵恩会期间，全教会都为了女儿祷告，但是到了礼拜一，她的身体依旧没有好转。
And then Tuesday, it seemed to get worse. Like she wanted me to hold her, to carry her to go to the bathroom and just carry her and instead of walking by herself.
到了星期二的时候，她的情况变得更糟，她几乎。一直凡事都要我抱着他去做，抱着他去上厕所，连走路的力气都没有。
And so I finally called the nurse.
所以最后我决定还是跟医生的办公室的护士联络一下。
And so they asked me some questions, and they said, "Oh, you need to bring her in right away."
所以护士他问了我几个问题之后，他们决定我要赶紧将女儿带到医生那里让她做检查。
And so when I got into the when I drove her to the clinic, and then. You know, at home I had lights off because she was sleeping and everything. And then I got to the clinic and they're like, "Oh, how is she? What does she look like and everything?" And I was like, "Oh, she seems okay." And then you know, the light was on, and then they're like, her eyes were like blood red, her lips were blood red, and of course, I didn't even notice any.
因为孩子在家睡觉的时候呢，我总是将灯关起来，所以当他们问我孩子的状况，我说孩子一切安好。可是当我将孩子带到医生的小儿科诊所之后，他们用在明亮的灯光下帮他检查的时候，才发现说孩子的眼睛和舌头都相当的红肿。
And they were just, they got me, to, I, you know, you always have to wait for a doctor, and this time I got to see a doctor really fast. And then the doctor just looked and said, it might be Kawasaki's disease.
然后这一次呢，医生很快的就来看我的女儿，然后他检查之后说，你的孩子可能得了川崎氏症。
And she says, I'm going to go ask another doctor to come and consult, right, to just check and see what he thinks too.
然后他告诉我说，我会请我的同事过来帮忙看，确认他有没有川崎氏症。
And so, of course, it's always bad news when they call another doctor in. And so, right, she left the room. I like Googled Kawasaki's. You know, what is Kawasaki's? I've never heard of it.
所以当我的小儿科医师离开门诊，离开诊疗房去找他同事的同时，我就开始拿手机出来去查一下什么叫做川崎氏症。
And it's actually the inflammation of blood vessels.
然后这个疾病是属于血管发炎的疾病。
And so it affects, you know, it affects where there's a lot of blood vessels, so like your fingertips, your tongue, your eyes, and then her feet also, which is why she could had trouble walking.
所以这因为是血管发炎的疾病，会影响到血管集中的地方，像是她的手、她的舌头以及她的脚。
But the most important thing is that it actually affects the heart.
但是这个疾病对人体最大的影响是会影响孩子的心脏。
And in just like those 2 minutes that she was gone, I read all this stuff, and it's like, you know, kids who had Kawasaki's when they were kids, like sometimes they have heart attacks when they're 30 years old, and just all these heart problems in the future.
然后所以就在医生离开诊间那两分钟里面，我看到网络上许多关于川崎氏症的报道，像是这个孩子长大之后可能在30岁左右会有心脏病，会心脏突发，然后以及相关的心脏疾病。
So it was really scary, and I was reading this, and then they came back, and the other doctor says, it really does look like Kawasaki's, but she has to have 5 days of fever for them to confirm it, and right now she only has 4.
哦，然后那时候另外一位医生过来确认说我女儿可能就是有川崎氏症，因为川崎氏症必须要有5天的高烧来确诊，然后我女儿已经发烧4天了。然后在回想之前我所看到的网络讯息，让我非常的紧张。
And they sent me to go get some labs done, and you know, and they said they made an appointment for the next morning.
然后他就要求我带着孩子去做抽血检查，并且要求我明天再将孩子带回来回诊。
And this whole time, Natalie, she didn't want anybody. She didn't want her dad. She didn't want anybody else. She just wanted me the whole time.
然后在孩子生病这段期间，他谁都不要，他只要妈妈，要我抱着他。
And then Noah was about 6 months, so I was still nursing him, and it was just I didn't even know what to do. I was just so overwhelmed.
然后那时候我的小儿子挪亚，他也才6个月大，那时候我还在哺乳他，所以我真的不晓得该如何照顾这两个年幼的孩子。
And so I told Calvin, I was like, we just have to pray. We just have to pray.
所以我就跟我的丈夫说，我们一定要祷告，我们一定要祷告。
And so, you know, we prayed that night, and it was just constant prayer. Whatever we were doing, just praying. And then the next morning, we went back to the clinic, and they said, it is confirmed it's Kawasaki's.
然后到，所以那一天回家，整彻夜祷告。隔天早上，我们回到小儿科门诊之后，他确认就是川崎氏症。
And then they said, "Do you want us to call you an ambulance to take you to the hospital, or do you want to drive there yourself?"
然后所以医生就问我说：“你要我们叫一个救护车把你的孩子送去儿童医院呢，还是你们要自己开车送孩子去儿童医院？”
And I was like, "What? Ambulance? What?" No, I will drive. I'm okay. I think we're okay, right? It was just such a shock. Like, it was one of those things, once they confirm the diagnosis, like, they want to treat it as quickly as possible to avoid having long-term effects.
然后医生，因为当医生一旦确诊说孩子有川崎氏症，他们希望能够马上进行治疗，然后所以这个确诊的消息对我们非常的惊讶，然后但是虽然情绪上面感到非常的震惊，但是我个人觉得还是有办法开车送孩子上医院。
And we lived in Davis at the time, and so the closest pediatric hospital was actually in Roseville, which is like 45 minutes away.
然后当时候距离我们家最近的儿童医院开车约有40分钟的车程。
And so of course my older 2 kids are still at school, and I'm just thinking, I was like, what do we do? Like, I was just at loss of, you know, how do, what do we even do? What do we, how do we even manage?
那时候我心里只想说，我两个大的孩子还在学校上课，那我要如何来面对处理眼前这个情况呢？
We don't have family members who live close by us, and the church members also don't live close by us, and so and we only moved to Davis 8 months ago, so it's not like we have such an expansive network of friends around.
然后那时候我们才刚搬到 Davis 八个月的时间，那里没有亲人，然后教会的信徒也住得离我们非常的远，我们真的没有。朋友可以帮助我们，我们不晓得该怎么办。
And really, I felt at that time, because I've always been so independent, trying to do everything myself, that I really felt like, okay, God is maybe trying to teach me to not be so independent.
虽然向来以独立女性自诩的我，在面对这种情况，也觉得说，或许神透过这个机会教导我，不能够再那么独立，要懂得如何去依靠人的帮助。
And so, even though the doctor told us to drive directly straight to the hospital, don't stop by anywhere, we still stop by home.
虽然医生要求我们直接从儿科诊所开到儿童医院，但是我们还是先回家一趟。
And so I said, okay, well, you know, let's call a friend and let's see if they can, Zachary can spend the night with her.
然后所以他就想，所以 Esther 就决定先打个电话给朋友，看看他能不能帮忙照顾大儿子 Zachary.
So I called this friend, just a friend from school, and then she said, oh yeah, do you want Audrey to stay too?
然后我就打给大儿子 Zachary 学校的朋友的家长，然后他热心的说，那妹妹要不要一起也来我家过夜呢？
So I said, okay, and then I said, and it's Zachary's birthday, can you buy him a cake too?
然后我就跟他说，今天是我大儿子 Zachary 的生日，可不可以请你顺便买个生日蛋糕给他？
And she said, no problem, I'll buy balloons and everything too. I said, okay.
然后我的朋友很热心说，没问题，我会买蛋糕，也会帮他买点气球，还有其他的小东西让他开心点。
And so, so very thankfully, like, she said, I'll pick him up from school, I'll take care of it all. So, we just packed some clothes and then we drove straight to the hospital.
然后所以因为这个朋友的帮忙，所以我们就回家帮两个大的孩子打点了一些衣物送到朋友家，我们就去医院了。
And when we finally got settled in the hospital, they said, well, who's staying here? And then I said, well, I have a baby. And they said, oh, you know, siblings are not allowed to stay in the hospital.
然后所以当我们将 Natalie 带到医院安顿住院手术办妥之后呢，后来护士就开始问说，你们有哪些人要留在医院里面？然后我就跟他讲说，他六个月大的小弟弟也跟我们在一起，然后但是他们说小孩子不能够留在医院。
And so I prayed in my heart. I was like, "Oh God, you got to help me. I mean, there's a church member who lives really close to the hospital, and they said you know stay at my house." And I was like, "Noah was still nursing at night, and so I was like, what? Calvin's gonna come drive him at 3 o'clock in the morning to the hospital so I can nurse him, like." It was just crazy. It was just too crazy for me.
虽然在儿童医院附近有信徒住在附近，然后他们也说你们可以在他家过夜，但是只想到说，难道我的先生要在半夜三点的时候将奥黛卜的儿子送到医院来让我哺乳他吗？光是想到后续的事情，就让我一个头两个大。
And so the nurse said, "Oh, well, you know, I'll go check with the head nurse, and I'll let you know what happens. You know, for the most part, we just." It's, you know, for the safety of everything, we just don't let the younger siblings, we don't let siblings stay at the hospital.
然后所以那护士说，因为基于安全的理由，我们不让比较年幼的的小孩子留在医院，但是你的情况特殊，我会请教我们的主管，看看他是否有其他通融的变的处置。
And so I was praying and praying, and then when she came back, she said, okay, Actually, it was a he nurse. And he said, okay, two questions. One, is the baby less than 6 months?
然后所以那时候我内心不断的祷告，然后之后Natalie 护士回来，她说，我现在有两个问题想要请教您。第一个，请问这个孩子是否小于六个月？
And I said, yeah, because he was 12 days to 6 months.
我说是的，虽然说他在十二天之后他就满六个月了，但是那个时候他还不到六个月。
And then he says, "Okay, can he fit in this newborn bassinet?"
然后他就问说，那他是否能够睡在新生儿刚出生的那个的婴儿床里面呢？
And you know, you've probably seen it's that plastic one where it's like it's not that big, but I was like, "Well, let's see." And so I put Noah in there, and his head touched the top of the plastic, and his feet touched the bottom, and I was like, "Yeah, he fits just fine."
然后虽然说，然后我就把小儿子挪亚放到那个新生儿的。 的那个小床上，他的头和脚刚好就顶到床缘，然后我说对对，刚好刚好，没问题。
And so the nurse said, okay, well, if that's the case, the head nurse says, as long as those two criteria fit, then he can stay here.
然后那护士就说，只要他是小于六个月，然后而且能够睡在婴儿新生儿的小床上，那么他就可以留下来。
And in my heart, I just knew that that was God helping me because there was no other way I could have handled this. Natalie wouldn't let me out of her sight. Like, to go pee, I had to run really fast to the bathroom and run really fast back so that in case she opened her eyes and I wasn't there, she wouldn't be so sad.
然后所以我明白这一切都是神的带领与安排，因为那时候小女人 Natalie 她非常的黏我，只要她一张眼看不到我，她就开始哭闹，甚至连上厕所都要用跑的才有办法说来照顾这个孩子。
And we actually had to stay in the hospital for two nights.
然后我们在医院待了两个晚上。
And so Noah slept in that bassinet in the bathroom because they came to Natalie's room, you know, three or four times at night. And thank God, like Calvin, we were just the four of us in one little room. We were just so thankful and seeing Natalie getting better, we were just so grateful to God.
然后我们一家四口就待在 Natalie 小小的病房里面，然后小弟弟 Noah 就睡在厕所里面，然后我的先生和我们就能够很平安的、很平静的照顾了两个孩子，然后并且看着小女儿越来病况越来越好。
And so, it was to just see Natalie with Kawasaki's. What happens is that they can't walk, and Natalie couldn't walk for about 3 weeks. But when I heard about other people's experiences with Kawasaki, and I just felt really thankful because some people said, oh, I couldn't walk for 3 months, or, you know, future problems, you know, that recur almost every year. And thank God Natalie has been very healthy since then.
然后虽然说 Natalie 她当时候因为川崎市政的缘故，她有三个星期不能够走路，但是我听到其他人说，有的孩子到三个月都无法行走，然后甚至每一年可能都会复发一次。但是我们最感谢神的是， Natalie 自从那一次发病之后就没有再生过病。
And so I think when I feel like God really wants to make our lives easier.
我想神真的是想要帮助我们过一个比较平顺的生活。
He's ready to help. He wants to help us, and sometimes we're just too stubborn or too proud to ask for his help.
但是其实神是乐意帮助我们，但有的许多时候却是因为我们自己的固执或者是坚持要靠自己，而没有去倚靠神的大能，而吃了一些苦。
And I think of the Bible verse in 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 5 where it says, "God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble."
然后就在彼得前书五章五节所说的，神阻挡骄傲的人，赐恩给谦卑的人。
Because I'm so independent, a lot of times I try to do things myself. But through this experience, God really taught me that there are just some things that we just can't do by ourselves.
然后虽然我是一个相当独立的人，但是神却透过这个机会教导我，在独立的人也有他无法处理的情况，要学习依靠神。
And only God can.Help us do certain things, and only God can make things go more smoothly.
只有神能够帮助我们来做任何的事情。
I have some more time, so I'll share just one more testimony.
那既然我现在还有时间，所以我再多见证，多说一些见证。
Again, as a mom, as an independent mom, God teaching me that I should rely on God.
然后再一次的，身为一个独立的母亲，然后神再次的教导我要如何依靠神来养育我的子女。
So after we moved here, I was looking for childcare for my kids.
然后所以当我搬到尔湾之后呢，我开始为我的孩子寻找托儿所。
So I considered a nanny for my younger two.
然后我曾经想过帮我的两个年幼的孩子找保姆。
And I also looked at preschools. And finally, I found a nanny that I was happy with.
然后最后我找到了一个让我满意的保姆。
And she came for a couple half days, and finally when she came for the first, and I talked to her and everything was good, you know, and then when she came for the first full day, I decided, I was like, oh, this is not going to work.
然后我们原本是计划说这位保姆会来我每个礼拜到我家几个下午或上午来帮忙，但是当他第一次来我家帮忙之后，我就发现我跟他可能处不来。
Well, actually, she came to try a few times and it was fine. But when she had her first day all by herself, then I realized how crazy it was. It wasn't really her fault. It was because of I have too many kids.
OK, 其实这位保姆呢，她之前曾经陆陆续续来我家，就是半天在我家帮忙，然后来适应我的孩子。当她第一次一个人照顾四个孩子的时候，我才发现说她一个人可能没有办法照顾好我的四个孩子。
Because really, she's supposed to take care of the two younger ones, and then Audrey comes home at noon, and then Zachary comes home at 2:30, and then I'm working upstairs, and it was just a crazy house.
然后虽然说她可以帮我照顾两个小的，但是大姐 Audrey 中午就放学，然后大哥 Zachary 下午两点半放学回家之后，当四个孩子在家里，即使我在楼上工作，我的家就像动物园一样，非常的嘈杂。
And again, I turned to God. I said, oh, God, please help me. I already told this lady that I'm going to hire her for at least 6 months. And how do I get rid of a person that I just hired yesterday?
然后所以那时候我就心里想，就跟神祷告说，主啊，我昨天才跟他说要聘用他六个月的时间，可是他第一天上任就发现他没有办法将这个工作做好。我要如何去回绝，要辞去一个刚被我聘用的一个保姆呢？
And it wasn't even her fault. She was doing a good job, but I just couldn't handle the craziness.
然后其实她把孩子照顾得不错，只是我没有办法忍受家里面孩子的吵杂。
And so I really prayed and I said, you know, I don't even have an alternative. I don't even know what I would do otherwise, too. But I really just prayed to God. I said, oh God, just help me. I don't know what to do for childcare.
然后所以那时候我就一直跟神祷告说，神啊，我真的不晓得该怎么办，因为这个情我没有办法忍受这样的状况继续持续，但是我也当时候也没有任何的备案，求神为我们开路。
And so she came back, so that was the Friday was the first day, and then she came back Monday and Tuesday, and I really didn't know what to do.
然后所以那是她第一天上班是星期五，然后隔周的星期一星期二她继续回来帮我照顾孩子，那时候我心里还是不知所措。
And then she couldn't come on Wednesday, and so and I said that was fine, so I took the day off, and so and then all of a sudden she calls me on Wednesday and she said, I'm sorry, but she couldn't get childcare for her kids. So she has two kids too, but she couldn't get childcare for her kids. And so she said, I'm so, so sorry, but is there anything else we can do? Otherwise, I won't be able to work for you.
然后，这星期三的时候，保姆她跟我请假，然后我就说她不能够来我家帮我照顾孩子的原因是因为她自己有两个孩子，因为她没有办法为她的两个孩子找到保姆，所以她没有办法来我家当保姆，所以她就问我说，请问我有什么办法来处理这个状况呢？
She wanted to put her kids in an after school program, and they said that you can only, it's like a government subsidized one, you can only be in there if you have a full time job, but you can't be taking care of somebody else's kids, because then you can take care of your own kids.
然后因为他的原本的计划是说他想利用那段时间把他的孩子安置在学校的课后活动，但是因为他是使用政府的补助金，政府的要求是除非你是有全职的工作，但是如果你没有全职的工作，你必须要自己照顾孩子，你不能够把你孩子放在学校用政府的经费然后让孩子参加课后活动的课程。
And so she says, can you say I'm your housekeeper or something? And then I said, well, actually, I'm just not comfortable doing that. Because in my heart, I was like, oh, thank God, he opened a way for me to get rid of her the day after I hired her.
然后所以那位保姆就问我说，你可不可以雇我当成你们家的管家呢？这样子我就有工作。但是我心里想说，我这个机会是神所赐的机会，我正想说如何将你开除，这真是太好的机会了。
And so miraculously, she ended up being the one apologizing to me the whole time, but I was able to get rid of her in order to do something else, and I ended up putting my kids, I found another preschool to put my kids in.
然后所以神让整件事情最后演变成为这位保姆不断地向我道歉，然后我反倒是可以很轻松地跟他说没有关系，然后神也让我帮我自己的孩子找到托儿所来安置我的孩子。
So really, I just feel like the grace of God is just upon me, my family, every single day, at every single moment.
然后我就觉得神的恩典就在每一天、每一刻不断地加添在我孩子和我的家人身上。
Through the years, sometimes, you know, old roles like a daughter is kind of going away, but my new roles as a mom, as a wife, those are all coming up.
虽然随着时光的流逝，我的人生的角度不断的角色不断的演变改变，曾经是女儿，然后现在变人妻，然后现在是人母。
So I really have a deeper understanding when it says, you know, God is the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob. He's kind of the God of the, you know, every single stage of our life.
然后所以在人生的这个变化当中，我开始明白圣经上面说神是亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的神，因为神在我们人生的不同阶段当中不断的在带领我。
And so I feel like we never outgrow God, and God is truly, you know, God of me as a daughter, God of me as a wife, and God of me as a mother.
然后我觉得说，我从来不会因为长大而不需要神，因为神不论我今天是个女儿的身份，神就像我的父亲。当我成为人妻或人母的时候，神还是我的神，不断的在帮助照顾我的家人。
So thank God.
所以相当的感谢主。
Amen.
Amen.